3BA's Secret Sound.
Thanks to Eclipse Ford out in Sebas, the next generation Ranger and Everest arriving soon. We've got a $440 jackpot this morning. But only if you can give me the correct answer to that secret sound. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, PC. How are we?
Going okay. How are things on the road?
A little bit quiet at the moment. Just going through the country roundabout, pretty quiet. So not much traffic at the moment, so which is good.
That's handy, and of course there's plenty of roadworks going on out there. To everyone who's working on the roads each and every day in trying winter conditions, you're doing a great job, and thanks for your efforts. I just wanted to shout them out, Michael, before we get your answer. So, now that that's done, what do you got for us?
You're tapping in a star picket post into the ground.
Hammering in a star picket post to the ground. Michael, no, I'm sorry.
All good, thanks, PT.
Here's hoping the road conditions stay nice and easy out there for you and stay safe, won't you? Diane's next up. Morning to you, Diane.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Excellent, thank you for asking. Now, Diane, for $440, what do you think our secret sound is?
Dropping a coin into a jar.
Dropping a coin into a jar multiple times, I would suggest. Diane. No, I'm sorry, it's not right.
Thanks.
Have a great day, but thanks for trying. Always appreciate the call out in Sebas. Hello, Glenda.
Hi, PT.
Hey, how you going? Lovely.
I'm all good, oh, thanks.
Excellent.
We've had a bit of rain overnight.
Was a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly how much. While you give me the answer to the secret sound, I'll try and find out how much rain we had. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. Rattling a necklace.
Rattling a necklace?
Yeah.
You are wrong.
0.2 mils officially.
Oh, boy. Well, I haven't checked it this month, so there might be a little bit more in it.
Well, if you haven't checked it this month, there will be a bit more in it.
Yeah, I'll check it after. I haven't got around to doing it.
Have a good day, Glenda.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Not rattling a necklace. Let's go to Dave out at Mount Mercer. Hello, Dave.
G'day, PT.
A little chilly in the wonderful world of Mount Mercer this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's always a bit chilly here in winter.
It's you're not on your own, though. I can tell you that for nothing. Dave, let's see if we can buy you some firewood with $440. What do you think?
Are you cleaning the false teeth in a jar or a glass?
Do you know what? Unless I've got a screwdriver, I can't get mine out.
Oh, that hard?
Yeah. No, well, they're screwed in. I've got the all-on-four technology, you see, not the usual false teeth that you can pull out and pop in a glass. Dave, stay warm, mate. Not right. Nothing to do with cleaning the false teeth. Let's go out to, I don't know, she's in Brown Hill, Black Hill. Tina, hello.
Hello. How could anybody not know you've got the all-on fours? Jeez.
Well, you know.
Come on, man. You're advertising for them. You're paying the guy's wage, mate.
I wouldn't have thought. Anywho.
Okay. Tina. Now, I don't know what this thing's called. But everyone's going to know what they are. You know those things and they've got balls hanging on them? The stainless steel balls, and you hit one ball and they keep banging each other? You know that little thing?
The ball
crackers.
You know
crackers. What I mean, don't you?
The ball crackers. No,
yeah, but the ones that they keep going, they go ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
ding,
I know
ding,
what you're talking about. I don't know what their official name is.
No, I don't either. One of the kids had one years ago and it went missing.
Do you know what? Tina, it doesn't matter anyway.
I know.
Because you're wrong. It's not the ball clackers. If anyone can ring me and tell me what those ball clacker things are officially called, I'd appreciate it. You know, you lift up one ball. There's usually five, I think, of the stainless steel balls. And you lift up one, you let it go, and they clack side to side. So if anyone's got an answer to that, please let me know. 3BA, good morning.
G'day, PT. It's Dave from Mount Mercer again.
Yes, Dave.
It's called a Newton's frame.
A Newton's frame, is it?
Yep.
I'd rather ball clacker.
I wouldn't.
We're renaming Newton's frame to ball clacker. God, why not?
It's a bit like that in the cold anyway.
Yes, it is. Brass monkey and all. Thank you, Dave. Newton's frame. I'm going to have to write that down so I don't forget it. Newton's There we go. AKA a ball clacker. Lorraine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
You ever played with a ball clacker?
I must say I have it sometime.
Everyone's played with a ball clacker, haven't they? Surely. Lorraine, we digress. What is the answer to the secret sound, please?
I'm wondering if it might be one of those bobbleheads, those little solar heads that you have on your windowsill.
A bobblehead. We've gone from ball clackers to bobbleheads. Oh, this show just continues to bring the good gear, doesn't it?
There's no cash here. Oh. Here, there's no cash.
I'm sorry, it's not a bobblehead on the windowsill, Lorraine.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for all your calls this morning. No cash going anywhere except back into the jackpot bag with an extra $20, $460 tomorrow. Thanks to Eclipse Ford. You'll find the team in Sebas.